This is Steve Woodward. I'm teeing off. The public education monopoly demonstrates that it's ill-equipped to deliver on a basic presumption. All school children in the USA should achieve reading comprehension and proficiency in math. That presumption imploded during pandemic lockdowns. There's been gradual recovery, as reflected by annual test scores, but nothing that amounts to dramatic reversal. The U.S. continues to lag behind dozens of other countries. In its latest overview, media outlet U.S. News reports 60% of Moore County high schoolers achieved reading proficiency, and a mere 42% were at or above proficient scoring in math. But did you know a far more disturbing crisis looms in the county's public schools? 13 schools open their doors every weekday morning without even one security guard inside, armed and on duty. Thousands of children are vulnerable every day. And then there is this. School board member David Hensley recently called a special meeting to demand serious discussion about a solution, the obvious one being transferring campus protection to the county sheriff's department. What happened? Four board members refused to attend. The board chair arbitrarily canceled the meeting. I'm Steve Woodward, totally teed off.